A new bill would bring ranked choice voting to Wisconsin's congressional elections. The proposal, which has some bipartisan support in both the Assembly and Senate, would create a so-called Final Five system where voters would rank candidates in order of their preference rather than choosing just one. Primaries in those congressional races would be officially nonpartisan. Maine started using ranked choice voting in 2016. Alaska will join in the coming year. It's also in place on the local level in cities and counties around the country. We're joined now by two sponsors of the new Wisconsin bill, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see ranked choice voting here in the state? What do you like or not like about it? Should we try it out for all elections here in the state, not just Congress? Do you feel limited by being able to choose just one candidate on a ballot? Or do you like the system as it is? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Dale Coinga is a Republican representing the state's 5th Senate District in Brookfield. Senator Coinga, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Jeff Smith is a Democrat representing the 31st Senate District in Eau Claire. Senator Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, Senator Coinga, start us off with a little bit about the nuts and bolts. I gave a very short version of how this would work. Flesh that out for us, please.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think most people agree that the political process is broken, or at least the political outcome is broken. We have a lot of people in office that really say things and sometimes do things and sometimes even propose legislation that really caters to the extreme sides of the political spectrum. And if, you know, when I look at my Twitter feed or when I look at, you know, some political conversations, it tends to go that direction. But when I'm in my church, when I'm in my business world or in uniform for the military, or even like sometimes in politics where the cameras aren't on, most people aren't political beings that see things black and white. And a lot of folks don't want ideology always driving the train politically. They just want good, solid leaders who are going to do the right thing. So the process is that instead of having primaries, you would vote for your top five candidates who you think would be the best choice to go on to the next round. And in November, you would rank the choice, saying, hey, I like this guy. He's number one. And this guy, I think, would be a disaster. He's number five. And then you could rank people in between. So essentially, you're making it very clear, like, hey, this person would be okay. I have him as number two. But, like, I absolutely think this guy would be a disaster, which is why they're number five. So it's as simple as that. I mean, some people are a little intimidated because it's different than the current process. But I'll just wrap up my very, very brief summary is that if you think politics is working the way it is, then don't make any changes. But if you believe that the system is broken, then let's look at the system. And right now, the current system, the primary process, it really caters to a certain segment of the Democrat and Republican primaries. And I don't believe that those segments, and Jeff doesn't believe those segments, and many other people locking arms with us on this, don't believe that those segments that oftentimes rule the primary process are really representative of the larger population.
Yeah, Senator Smith, can you spell out a little for us more why this system would lead maybe to less partisanship, maybe even less gridlock than what we got now?
Well, I think Dale did a really good job of laying this out. I think what you'll find is people oftentimes just feel like their voice is not heard. They only have two choices from one party or the other. And I think this offers an opportunity for people to have their voice heard, even if their favorite candidate and shares their views isn't going to be the final person who wins this election. They get the opportunity to vote for that person and again have their voice heard, and that could be their first choice. They don't feel like they're actually stuck voting for someone they probably don't like. You know, you hear all the time, I have to vote for the better of two bad options or something. You know, that's unfortunately that, and I don't agree with that, but unfortunately people really feel that way. So I think this is really an opportunity for people to feel like their voice can be heard. And you know, they don't even have to actually rank all five candidates. They only have to pick as many as they choose that they feel are legitimate candidates.
And Senator Koenig, getting into the nuts and bolts a little more, in one district, that group, that final five, it could include a Republican and a Democrat and three independents or something. It could be three Republicans and two Democrats, right? We could, depending on the district and who's running, you could have a lot of different variety within each congressional race. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So I think it's helpful to kind of just pick a geography and walk through the rationale. So I'm going to pick Milwaukee, for example, and it's probably not news to anybody here that if you're in the third ward of Milwaukee, you're going to have a Democrat representative, right? So the person who wins that seat is going to be the person that wins that primary as the system stands today. And the person that wins that primary is probably going to be the person that presents themselves in the campaign as the farthest left of a candidate. It's not always, but generally speaking, that's usually who would win that seat. There's a lot of Republicans. I mean, there's thousands of Republicans. There's even more, probably more moderate Democrats that, you know, for whatever reason, didn't vote in that Democratic primary. And what this process would do is in that district, it would probably have five candidates that were different shades of left to center. Maybe there's a Republican there. If there's a Republican there, maybe that Republicans vote for number one. But when that Republican doesn't have a shot because of the district, that person would, it would revert to their number two choice, right? And so maybe they choose a more moderate Democrat like Jeff Plaley. Jeff Plaley was a Democrat from that district. He lost the primary to Chris Larson, who's much farther to the left of him. And so the point of that is, and you could take the same scenario and you could turn it around in other parts of the state where it's a lot more red, and Democrats there don't have a say. So essentially what it does is it empowers a larger segment of the population to have a say in who the representative is. And I'll just really quickly say this, is that this isn't necessarily about changing the people in office per se. I mean, it may impact that, and that would be, you know, great in some circumstances, but really what it's about is changing the behavior of people in those offices. And the behavior of people in those offices right now, whatever side you're on, one of the rules is never tick off the base, never tick off the base. And there's less concentration on the larger populace in both political parties. What the system change would do is it would encourage folks to look at the larger impact policies have on the population versus only worrying about getting through the next primary.
And Senator Smith, the legislation would only be for congressional elections. Why just our federal representation? Why not governor and assembly and senate and things like that?
Well, I can't speak for anyone else, but at the start of this, I certainly was in favor of giving ranked choice voting a try up and down the ballot. But I really understand how this is going to be a huge, huge change for voters and give them an opportunity to try it out at a level that they probably have a better understanding of when it comes to congressional races. That's what they pay attention to. I think this is a good place to start. And by the way, you know, Dale and I don't always get an opportunity to work together on something that we agree on. And I'm really thrilled and excited to get that opportunity here. And maybe we can make that difference at this level with congressional seats. And the other thing, let's face it, Congress is suffering from pretty low ratings right now. And they have for a long time. And I think Dale really made a good point of saying this isn't about necessarily changing the faces or the names, maybe, but it's certainly going to change behaviors and actually give freedom to legislators at the congressional level to serve their constituency rather than their party.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Matthew is with us in Pleasant Prairie. Matthew, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say I love the idea of ranked voting. I heard about it in 2016, and I thought, man, that makes so much sense. You want the far-left Democrat candidate who only represents Democratic views, and the Republican has to be the opposite of that guy. You'll get a more true politician with their own beliefs, and I think you'll get better options.
Matthew, thanks for the call. Senator Smith, Matthew is on board. We've got a bipartisan support here from the sponsors. Do you think that the rest of the legislature is going to be as enthusiastic as Matthew was?
Good question. That is, we'll find out to take their temperature. I know that there's been support on my side of the aisle for pure ranked choice voting for a while. This, again, is not necessarily the same thing. This is final five voting. This gives the opportunity at the primary level to actually shed yourself of a label or as a voter and just rank and it, I'm sorry, vote for your favorite candidate and move them on to the final five and then rank them at the general election. So it isn't the exact same thing. And I know some of my colleagues on my side of the aisle might have questions about that, but I think we have a good chance. And I guess Dale would have to tell us what the temperature is on his side of the aisle.
What do you think, Senator Koika?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I want to agree with Senator Smith's comments that I would also support this at the state level offices. And the reason that the coalition that was formed is focusing on the congressional level is because their approval rating is about a third or a half of what the legislatures are across the country. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough sell. I mean, you're looking at changing a system that is supporting the current system fairly well. I mean, obviously the people that are there, the political people in the process is serving where we're at. So why would you change the process? So this is a change that is consequential. And therefore, what I always say when you look at legislation is you can measure the impact by the resistance. And because I believe this will have a positive impact, you could expect resistance. And so we're going to push it. And, you know, most bills don't pass the first time. Most bills do fail across many different subjects. But we're going to take it step by step. Right now, as part of that step, is making the case to people around the state. And we appreciate the opportunity to do that. The next step would be to do the same thing, but in a public forum through a hearing. So we'll fight for a hearing. And we're just going to step by step by step. And, you know, what's the good part of this is we don't have to spend too much time on the problem because most people realize there's a problem. And then we get to the solution and we're going to keep pushing. So I think it's going to be a tough sell. I don't want to oversell this thing as like, you know, that we could get this done tomorrow. It's going to be a tough sell. But, you know, Senator Smith and Representative Reamer and others are definitely in for the fight.
We've got two state senators with us, Republican Dale Koenig, Democrat Jeff Smith. They are co-sponsoring a bill that would change Wisconsin's congressional elections, a ranked choice type of thing with a final five format. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like the sound of this? What questions do you have about it and how it would work? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation, hear from more of you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about ranked choice voting, a final five format for Wisconsin's congressional elections. We've got two state senators with us sponsoring the bill, Democrat Jeff Smith, Republican Dale Koenig. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and your questions. Back to your calls now. John is with us in Heartland. John, hi.
Hi. The thought I have as far as improving the confidence of voting, and it's basically when you or when I would vote and I would rank my vote, I would like at some point after the election to be able to opt in to either an email or a snail mail providing me the results that, you know, I put into the machine, my voting machine. So basically validating or verifying my vote to me. That would improve my confidence in the system.
John, interesting point. John wants receipts and he wants the work to be shown as to how his five ranks shook out. Senator Koenig, is there a process to do that, do you think?
Well, if there's not a process, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about right now, is that if you look at voting in our country, it's been It's kind of the story of our country, right? Where the preamble says, in order to form a more perfect union. And we saw from the beginning that voting rights, like our country, wasn't perfect. And we continue to extend that to minorities and women and then make the process more safer and transparent. And so that process is underway right now. Some is controversial, some is non-controversial. But I was an auditor for 10 years, and that was what I did in part, was to create systems and processes that build confidence and increase transparency. And I think that a system like that, that was explained by the caller, is something that we could shoot for eventually as far as creating that transparency. And, you know exactly that your vote was counted. And I've been there. Like, I've been in combat and done an absentee ballot. And you're like, I wonder if that's going to get there and be counted. And you just never really know for sure. You could kind of subsequently see if the vote was counted. You don't know which way. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of folks are open to improvements in the system. And that's a great idea.
Thanks for that call. And Senator Smith, are there lessons that, as you look to Maine, which is doing their own version of ranked choice, are there lessons we can learn in Wisconsin if we tackle something like this on how to handle logistics?
You know, there really is. And one of those to keep in mind that there's a cost attached. There's always a cost attached. And one of the things that holds some municipalities back from doing this, Minneapolis was one of those that for a long time had this on their books, but they eventually repealed it because they never did come around with the funding to pay for the software, the machines, and the training, that all that go with this. So we have to keep that in mind as well. That's not necessarily part of the original bill here, and so we have to be sure to address that. And trust our clerks. And I know, and I appreciate what John is saying, but our clerks do a great work and amazing things they have to do, and they have to put up with us, so always changing the rules on them. But one of those things is that we have to support them with training, with the funding to be able to pay for the new software and machines that will have to deal with this ranked choice idea. And nothing's going to be easy, and it's going to be a new system. And what John is suggesting would also be very new too.
Thanks for the call, John. We'll go to Pat next in Green Bay. Pat, hello.
Hi there. How are we doing today, gentlemen?
Good. What do you think, Pat?
I'll tell you, I'm not too thrilled with it. I think that more than anything, because of all the stuff that's been going on, this is just an appeasement for the rhetoric that was spewed by our former president. If it's a ranking for example, I'm a Democrat, but I also have, there's been times where I have voted Republican. However, if I'm going to do this ranked voting, I want it for my party. I don't want to see, it blended together, because that, to me, it's not right. When it comes down to it, it should be the top vote getter from each one of the parties. And that's how it should be.
Pat, thanks for the call. Pat doesn't want to abandon that primary system, it sounds like. Running a little short on time, Senator Coingo, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I respect it. I mean, it's people have their preferences and how they want to do this. So, we appreciate feedback like that. And ultimately, if feedback like that is the consensus of most Wisconsinites, then, it's probably not going to happen. If most people like the concept and voice that to the representatives and senators, then we have more wind behind our back. So, but I appreciate the opinion. And, I don't think it's a preference. Like, how do you want to see this go forward? And the question is, does he think that will change? Is he happy with the current process is the question. And does he think that what he proposes would significantly change the process to make it better? And that's what I'll leave you with. With no criticism of what he put out there, just saying this is a similar idea, but in a broader sense.
Thanks for that call. And Senator Smith, just our last few moments, leave us with your thoughts, your hopes for this change in our system.
Well, I think our last caller just hit on one of the most important pieces that people are going to be concerned with. We currently have a partisan primary, and I think that's what he's describing. that he doesn't want to lose that chance for Democrats picking a Democrat and Republicans picking a Republican. So that's going to be the, one of the big changes we're going to have to resolve with ourselves and with voters. So I'm excited about the idea. I have been for a long time. And then this version of it came along, and a chance to work with Senator Kuyenga along with all this to me is an exciting opportunity to try something and give it a shot and see if we can help fix Congress.
We'll leave it there, yeah, Senator.
And I just want to thank Representative Tony Kurtz, too. I didn't mention him earlier. He's one of the bill authors as well.
Credit where credit's due. Senator Smith, thanks for joining us today. And
you're
Senator
welcome. Thank you.
And Senator Kuyenga, thank you. We've been talking to Republican State Senator Dale Kuyenga, Democrat Jeff Smith, both in the state Senate, looking at a bill that would put in nonpartisan primaries and a kind of ranked choice voting system for Wisconsin congressional elections.